Hey guys, I'm Lauren Curtis. I'm a social media influencer with over 7 million followers across my platforms. The Mental Makeover podcast shares relatable, honest, and actionable advice on all things happiness, body image, self-love, relationships, spirituality, and reaching your goals. Hey guys, welcome back. Today, I want to chat about it was a question. I asked people on Instagram at Loz Curtis what they would like me to speak about on my podcast, and someone wrote, "Would love to hear about if you've had reservations about staying in this line of work. Sometimes when we've built something for ourselves, like an agency, business, or in your case, an empire, it feels like we have pressure from everyone to stay in it, and we forget that we chose it ourselves. I doubt I've explained this very well, but I'd love to know if you've experienced this, and if so, how do you deal with it?" It's a great question, and it's something I definitely relate to in more ways than one, and I'm sure pretty much everyone listening to this can relate to on some level or may relate to it in the future. So I studied photography my first year out of high school. I absolutely loved photography. It was like my only hobby. It was just what I did in my spare time. I loved nature photography and like macro photography. So it made perfect sense for me to then study photography at TAFE afterwards. It was what I wanted to do for work. It just made perfect sense. I mean, everyone always says, if you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life or something like that. So I was like, okay, then cool, I'll study photography. But I finished my first year and it wasn't what I expected. It was all theory-based, which, I mean, is an important part of studying anything, I know, but it became more about that side of things and the actual practice of photography and optimizing that and like developing those skills. And we focused a lot on film rather than digital, which I know using film teaches you a lot about working with a digital camera, but for me it was just not what I had thought it would be like in my head. It was completely off, and I didn't proceed with the second year and the third year because everyone around me was also saying, like, to make money as a photographer, you need to do weddings and portrait photography. And, like, I am not a people person. I cannot imagine myself in that situation. So I was like, this is just not right for me, obviously. I'll keep it as a hobby. But because I had spent that year studying it, it really took the shine off for me. Like, I didn't, it's almost like I stopped doing it completely. I think I actually did. I went from doing it all the time in my spare time to like never picking up a camera and only really getting back into photography somewhat recently. And this is probably like 9 years or 8 years later, probably 9 years later, because it tarnished it for me. Like, it became more of a chore because I had to study it in such a formal setting. It wasn't fun and lighthearted anymore. Like, it was different. Then came a new hobby, which was makeup, because I had turned 18, I was going clubbing, and I had this new interest in makeup and how to apply it and what products to use, and it was super, super fun. So that new passion had then replaced my old passion for photography. And then, as I've said, I feel like I've said this so many times in interviews, but when I started getting an interest in makeup, I combined that interest with my love of photography and filming, and I thought it made sense to combine the two, and that is how my channel started. I was like, I love makeup, I like cameras, why don't I film myself and tell no one? Film myself trying different products and doing my makeup, and you know, I've got nothing to lose. This was 2011, like, yeah, it was very uncommon in Australia, at least, to do this, so I had no real expectations. I just thought it would be fun, and that's what it was, and that's what kept me at it. Like, having people from all over the world watching your videos and giving you feedback and enjoying it and getting excited with you and sharing recommendations and then watching other people's videos and seeing like an insight into their lives. Like, it was just this awesome experience. And my love of makeup was just, had just skyrocketed. And I found myself buying all this different makeup online, and I was doing it in my spare time. And like any chance I could get to do my makeup or to buy makeup or to watch makeup videos, I'd take it and I'd run with it. And Then, of course, I was fortunate enough to have success with my YouTube channel, and it started taking off, and I was like, oh my God, this is so exciting. And then I got a job at Benefit and I shared that on my channel. I was like, oh my gosh, now not only am I filming these makeup videos, but I'm also working with makeup. And then I got a job at Bobbi Brown, and these little smaller steps kept leading up to this huge pedestal that I put beauty and makeup and all that kind of stuff on. And then my channel really took off and I moved to Sydney. And this is kind of where it started to change for me, because I had made this huge commitment to this new life and this new career path. I quit my job at that time, which was Bobbi Brown, and just took the plunge. And I was like, yeah, this could either go one way or the other. It could go really, really well, or it could just crash and burn, but at least I can go home and move back in with my mum and start from scratch again. So I moved over and everything was riding on it. I had to film YouTube videos. I had to make Instagram posts. I had to keep up my social media presence. And at that point, I was still really enjoying it. It was different because now there was pressure. I had to do these things, but it was still so early days that it was fun. Are you kidding? I'm 20 years old, living across the other side of the country and on my own, near the beach, putting on makeup, making money from that. That is a lot of girls' dreams. That's mind-blowing. Are you kidding me? So that was never taken for granted. But as time progressed and as my channel got bigger, which I'm obviously eternally grateful for, I'm not being salty about that at all, but as it got bigger, more people were watching and the negativity was becoming more and more of an issue. Because, yeah, obviously the more people you're exposed to, the more people that are going to like you and not like you, and more often than not, they're going to be vocal about it. So not only did I have this pressure to keep up with this thing that I had created for myself that I was really, really proud of and excited about, but now I had to deal with all these people that didn't like that or didn't like me, didn't like the way I looked, I spoke, I laughed, I dressed, who I was friends with, what I did in my spare time. A lot of people had a lot of things to say. So now I had this thing to add to the mix and it became different. It wasn't just me putting on makeup in my mum's house, in my bedroom. It was I have to do this because if I don't, I have to completely change my life. And that's okay. But I was really proud of how much progress I'd made and how far I'd come, that the thought of going backwards just didn't seem right. And I did still love makeup, but that love of makeup was almost being a bit tarnished by not only the massive pressure that I'd put on myself and that now the people that were following me had put on me, which I understand, you guys put me in this position, you gave me the ability to have this freedom, the least I can do is upload regularly and provide you with free content and make sure that you're happy and that you're enjoying what I'm putting out there. But also the negativity added on to that and kind of further tarnished my love of makeup. I'm like, I love this, but it's just, it feels like a responsibility now. And not only that, but all of these people don't like me, which is starting to have an effect on my mental health, and I'm not as happy, because when you have all these people telling you that you suck, you know, it's hard not to take that on board. So combine people saying that you suck with a lot of pressure on yourself to perform and to make the people that love you happy and to not make them regret giving you this platform, but then also trying to make all these other people that don't like you happy, even though I later learned that that's impossible, and let them hate because they're not going to change their mind regardless. But at that time, it was a new experience for me and it was really, really quite tough. And I know I struggle talking about this with people that aren't in the same, I guess, online world, because I know what it sounds like. You upload makeup videos. You literally make this money from putting makeup on your face and sharing it publicly. I get how that sounds. It's not as simple as that. I'm going to give myself credit where credit is due. I've worked really, 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 really damn hard to get to where I am. And I know on the outside, it looks like it's been a walk in the park. It hasn't been. So for people to say, oh, you do nothing and you get, like, you can't complain, your life's easy. Physically, I'm not going to work and working like a full-on long day, exhausting myself, doing work like what Reese does. Like, I'm not doing that. I know that. But mentally, it is absolutely, like, damn, it takes a toll. So I was trying to understand my feelings because everything was saying, like, how can you not be living your absolute best life right now? You've got everything at your fingertips, all of these opportunities, like this is what so many people dream of, but it no longer felt like that. It no longer felt like I was this, I don't know, 18, 19 year old girl at home, excited to talk about this cheap makeup I found online, or showing you my terribly blended eyeshadow or how I achieve a smoky eye. Like, it was fun for sure, but it wasn't the same. It just wasn't the same. And over the years, I struggled with that more and more. When I moved back to Perth, I feel like I went through a little identity crisis, and a lot of you guys were saying, like, you seem different, you seem depressed, you seem really upset. And I guess I didn't see it at that time because I was in it, and it wasn't until I got out of it that I looked back on my old videos and I was like, yeah, I should have taken more time off than I did. And I stopped uploading a lot back then. Like, I kind of dropped off from social media, and even that was hard because everyone knows when you drop off from the online world, when you take some time for yourself, like, people forget about you in an instant. Everyone's replaceable, and you've got to stay relevant to keep up with everything else, everyone else. Like, it's just part of the industry. So I also had to deal with, like, okay, I need time off for myself, my mental health, but I don't want to also, like, lose everything that I've worked so hard to gain and to, like, to build for myself. But I did the right thing. I took time for myself, and my channel definitely suffered. But when I came back, I feel like I was only left with the people that actually gave a crap about me, that were understanding, that had been with me from the start, that knew who I was, that weren't so quick to leave a nasty comment. Like, it completely changed the environment, and that really, 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 really helped me. And it also kind of helped me gain my love of makeup back. But again, it still wasn't and still isn't to this day the same. And I think what would get it back to that, I don't even know, honestly, if it could ever be the same as what it was when I was 19, because it was just a different, and I'm sure you guys can relate, like, YouTube was different. You guys are probably just as excited about new makeup as I was back then. Like, it was before there were billions of brands and billions of product launches and billions of this and that. Like, it was just your drugstore brands and, like, MAC. And MAC was, like, the holy grail of makeup. And if you could afford something from there or get one of their limited edition products, you were like, yes, it's so exciting. But it's just different now. It's still, like, I still get excited to try amazing new products. I still love getting dolled up and dressed up, but I wear less makeup now. I think also because I'm getting older, I'm more confident in myself. So it's just, like, the relationship's changed. It's not tarnished like it was before. It's just different. I mean, I don't know, if maybe it is tarnished. I don't even know, to be honest. I haven't really given it too much thought, but I just think that anytime something becomes, goes from a hobby to something that you make money from, it is going to change. You can spin it one way or the other. It is going to change, and I can guarantee you that. And I was speaking about this with my sister and my mum on the weekend. We're saying, like, sometimes it's actually better to leave your hobbies as hobbies and not try to monetize them, because as much as everyone likes to be inspirational and say, yeah, if you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life, that's crap. I'm sorry. That is absolute crap, because as soon as something makes money, there are so many different things that come into play. It's not just you sitting down in your bedroom, for me, like, for example, recording makeup videos, and if it flops, no worries. If it does amazing, no worries. There are so many other things that come into play, and this could be the same. The same thing could be said about any other industry, whether it's like, I know Reese spoke about wanting to do personal training because he loves fitness. Like he's, that is like his, that just fills his heart. Like he, it drives him. But we were speaking about it. Like if you do that, you've got to take the risk of potentially tarnishing that for yourself. Like you've got to realize that because you're spending your entire day, like long days, training other people, it might kill your love of fitness. And then that is like your number one thing that fills you up and recharges you. And imagine if you no longer had that anymore. Sometimes it's better to find other ways of making money, or like you've got to think about it from both sides. You can't just go into every situation thinking, because I love this, it'll be easy, it'll make me a lot of money, and I won't regret any of it. Like it's not as simple as that. And same thing with being your own boss and having a small business. Everyone thinks, well, a lot of people think that, you know, oh, you're your own boss, you have this freedom, you can work your own hours, you can work from home, you don't have to go into work every day, you don't have to deal with other people. Like, amazing, right? And yeah, that is really great. That's probably like one of the few things about it that I absolutely love. It's like the freedom to be your own boss, not have to answer to anyone and work from home. Like, that's great. Love that. But also the responsibility that comes with that sucks. You're responsible for everything. If something goes really, really, really well, hell yeah, amazing. If something flops or a huge mistake is made or something bad happens, like that's your fault. You're to blame for that. Even if someone else made it on behalf of you, like that's your fault. You're on 24/7. You're working always. You don't get typical breaks. You're not going to the office at 9 a.m., leaving at 5 p.m., shutting off, and then disconnecting and doing your own thing. Like, you live and breathe it. It is really hard to switch off. The hours are long. There are so many tears, blood, sweat, everything that goes into it. It never ends. It's like, it's really glamorous on one side, but then it's also really, really ugly on the other side. And even though you make more money from it if you've got a successful business, sometimes people would rather lose that money and have a simpler life, a stress-free, more straightforward life, than to be a small business owner or to be a boss or anything like that. Like, to answer that person's question, there's been millions of times where I've thought about just shutting down my whole social media thing and going back to my old life. Not that I'm not grateful for my current life, but there have been some really, really, really tough times. And I'm glad that I haven't shut it all down. I'm glad that they were like passing thoughts, because I have built my little world and it's taken a long time, and again, blood, sweat and tears, and it's been a lot of effort that has gone into it. So it would be a shame just to like succumb to everything and feel like it's too much and overwhelming. Like, I guess the longer I've been doing it, the more equipped I am to deal with it, but it definitely doesn't mean that it is easy. I just checked her question again, and it said, sometimes when we've built something for ourselves, it feels like we have pressure from everyone to stay in it, and we forget that we chose it ourselves. I never really had pressure from anyone to stay in it, I guess, because it wasn't really expected in the first place. But I do know that a lot of people that start studying or go to uni or whatever, or even just get a successful job, they feel like they'd be letting everybody else down by changing career paths or changing their course or dropping out, because even though they originally did that because they thought it would be interesting, like when you actually spend time studying something, you might realize, I mean, that's not really my thing. That doesn't really interest me. It doesn't get me excited. I don't look forward to learning more about this. Or same thing with the job. Like, this doesn't feel fulfilling. I'm not getting what I thought I'd get out of it. And so you want to change, but you're so scared of letting other people down. I think if anyone doesn't understand that you want to do what makes you happy, then that is their issue to deal with and not yours. I mean, how miserable if you spend your entire life making other people happy at your own expense. Why would you want to let the years go by being miserable when you can temporarily maybe disappoint some people, but they'll get over it, especially when they see a change in your attitude, your demeanor, like you're actually enjoying what you're doing with your spare time or with your career or with your studies. Like, they'll eventually come around, and if they don't, that's their problem. You know what I mean? It is really that simple when we actually get down to it. I know it is difficult to pivot and to make a drastic change, but you've got to do what makes you happy, even if it might mean that you lose money. Like as I said, my channel suffered when I took time away for myself and mental health. And most people probably wouldn't want to do that because it risks their financial gain and like it risks their income and whatever. But what is money when you don't have mental health or your mental health is suffering? Like, you could be a billionaire, but if you don't have a happiness, what do you actually have? I'd rather have less and be happy and enjoy my life than have more than I need and be miserable. It's as simple as that. I just think we overcomplicate it so much more than we need to because we care what other people think. And it's nice that we care what other people think, that we don't want to disappoint people. But yeah, time is fleeting and you should be spending it doing the things that make you happy. I guess you've also just got to figure out what motivates you. For me, I am motivated by success and achieving my goals. So even though this whole world that I've built for myself is overwhelming most of the time, I can look past that. I can deal with it because my desire to achieve my goals outweighs the stress that comes with trying to achieve those goals. It's all about priorities and what is worth it, what is worth the stress for you, what you can put up with and deal with in order to get where you want to get to. It's just, yeah, what's worth it for you? Like, what is worth your time? What is worth the sweat, the blood, the tears? If you don't want to be putting in blood, sweat, and tears, then what do you want to do? What are you willing to sacrifice? It might mean you work a normal 9-to-5 job or a part-time job, live a really, really simple life, and you don't need to work as hard because that isn't what you value. You value time with your family or a simple, basic life, which for most people is more than enough. It's like, it's just, you've got to figure out what your goals are, what you see your life looking like, what you want your life to look like, what is valuable to you, and go from there. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed. If you did, please don't forget to rate and review and subscribe if you haven't already. Also, if you have a spare few minutes, we would love, I don't know who we is, I would love you to follow the Mental Makeover Podcast Instagram page to stay, I don't know, I'm singing everything. Anyway, to stay in the loop with new episodes and just come and have a chat. Let me know what you'd like to hear on the podcast, all that good stuff. Thank you so much. I sincerely appreciate it. I hope you have a wonderful week and I'll speak to you all next time. Bye, guys.